It's time you got in the game. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name, free quick blog, and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com.
Large penis is always welcome. Large penis is always welcome. Large penis is always welcome. Large penis is always welcome.
Oh, hello. I don't know why I say that large penis is always welcome. That's not very appropriate for a lesbian. But, whatever. Listen, I'm using a different microphone today because I'm letting my boobies hang out. It's a little warm in the apartment today. You know, I got all this heating, got the new windows and everything. So, and Trotsky likes it warm, you know, of course. And I'm prolapsed. Let's let this song by Taylor E. Ross. That's TaylorEross.com. I forget to plug my contractor sometimes. Does anybody have extra eyesight for Taylor? He needs an eyesight, and he wants lead poisoning or something. I don't know. All right, so here I am, this lesbian, this thing called Madge. All right, let's see here. What do I got? What is this? Here. Let's see. Trying to find out what's what. I'm backlogged on some of the mails. I just can't tell what's what on my ports and everything. You know, ports. You know what those are? Ports. Yeah, those are the things, right? Yeah. All right, so let's see here now. What do we got? A second helping on the credits. Dun, 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 dun. I got sun in the morning and the lapse at night. I got the sun in the morning and the prolapse at night. All right, let's just play one of these. See if this works here. What have I got here to press? And see here.
Large penis is always welcome.
Sorry, can't get
Large
over it.
Large penis is always welcome.
Oh, no, now it's stuck.
Large penis.
Shut up. That's from that show Rome, which I just love so much. But tell me, I didn't know the Romans were circumcised like that. Marcus Aurelius or whatever, Mark Antonio, whatever his name is. He had a big penis in there. I think they probably stretch it out, get a Hollywood loaf going on. If you don't know what a Hollywood loaf is, go read one of John Waters' books, The Filmmaker. What the fuck was I just going to do? Oh, yeah. So here, yeah, let me turn on the cut top so I can play some shit. Let's see. First of all, what's going on with this Rilch? I think the Rilch... Okay, this is out of line. Okay, I'll play... let's do one thing here. Okay, so I'm going backwards. I may have... today's the 19th. Did I play... I may be playing some repeats here because I didn't delete.
Hi, Madge. This is Patrick. I got a message for...
Wait, hold on. It's not loud. It's not coming in loud and clear. Let me change the settings on my Motu. By the way, at that NAMBLA Expo or whatever for the audio, my interface box was chosen as the best audio interface of the year or something. So I'll post a link to that. Because, let's see here. I'm hungry. You know, I'm on this fucking diet. I didn't lose any weight this week. At least I didn't gain. But I didn't lose. That's how Jewish people talk. I'm just being a little Jewy. Hope you don't mind that. All right, so let's see here. Make the computer output loud. Let's see. How loud are we doing? How did my numlock end up on? Okay, so let's see what this person says, this Patrick.
Blay Horowitz, and I'm going to put Blay on the phone right now.
Wait.
Hi, Madge. This is Patrick. I got a message for Blay Horowitz.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Blay on the phone right now.
Oh.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. It's a phone.
There's no one on the phone.
It's a message, Blay. It's a machine.
Oh, please, a message. Okay, we're going to the Popeyes for, the
Rosh Hashanah.
The Cray The crayfish etouffee. I wanted to try some of the crayfish etouffee because I was down in New Orleans.
Etouffee, I think, Blake Horowitz.
Crayfish etouffee.
Etouffee.
Etouffee. Anyway, my name is Blake Horowitz.
Hi, and, honey.
I keep getting told to call you, and I don't know why. So maybe we can talk later, darling.
It sounds like... Bye. Well, it sounds like we've got a little Alzheimer's disease going on. I think so. Yes, I can definitely detect a little bit of Alzheimer's in the Blake Horowitz. And then there's a picture from that same person of a picture of elephant shitting into a bag. That I could do without. Rome season one, watched it. Okay. Been there, done it. Let's hear. Come on. Oh, fucking cunt eat. I hate these blank ones. Okay, this song I played, that's that lovely song from Mr. Zichis. Now, here's something from Roger Smalls. Cordell, yeah, that's who. We be taking Tracy Beaker here, Madge. No, we be talking Tracy. What the fuck is he talking about? Oh, more album art. Thanks, Roger. I didn't even notice that. Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. I didn't even see the album's art. I've got new ones. Is that Barry Pepper you're over talking about? I don't know who this person is. Let's try it. Hello? Roger. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm Mighty Mouse. Roger, you could at least say something. That's really weird. You're scaring me. So weird, this Roger. I don't know why I still talk to him. All right. Maybe this next thing from Roger will make more sense. Cordell, yeah, that's who. It's the same message twice. No, we're not listening to that again, for Christ's sake. Okay, let's see. Douche t-shirt. Douche. By the way, Matt, and I'm not saying your website because I'm a little bit angry, you didn't put that fucking thing on the website, that picture, Douche, the t-shirt picture, and don't tell me it's too stupid to work the goddamn thing. It's just not acceptable. Matt Weinstein, that's my name, begins with an L. Q Potter, oh, that's another story. My sister sent me pictures of Bisa Clayton, people naked, which is lovely. Steve Horace, living his namesake.
Hi there, the Madge Weinstein. How are you?
Hello.
Well, honeys, you know, I know that you've been depressed a lot, and it makes me feel sad because I want my Madge to be happy and bloated. I don't want her to be prolapsed, depressed, you know, honey. So it kind of makes me sad to see that my Madgie poo is all sad. So, honey, I was, you know, driving around this morning.
Hello, honey.
Listening to the radios. And, they have a new therapy for the depression.
Mm-hmm.
And, they put electromagnetic, some sort of, I don't know.
Yeah, they put a thing in your brain. Yeah.
And,
that's smart.
You know, the electromagnetic field is supposed to make you happy because it stimulates your brain, and it's supposed to kind of...
obviously, you haven't had it. Blaine needs it.
...to the LSDs and the stuff
like
that. So it's supposed to be real good, but you can't get it in the Americas. You have to go down to the Canadas because the FDA didn't approve it, but the Canadians, they approved it. Excuse me. I just got finished having my morning health drink, which is a whole bunch of greens and a banana and some yogurt. Good lesbian meal. I don't even have to digest any solid food.
I don't even know what the Christ you're talking about, you stupid bitch.
Great.
Who are you?
But it does cause the belching. But if I get a solid food, honey, I get the bloats for a couple hours.
Right, me too.
Then I have to watch the Nickelodeon and try to, you know, work off the bloat.
That's right, you did.
Keeping my mind busy with the cartoon.
Right. Yeah, that's
so anyway, maybe you want to try the electromagnetic therapy.
Maybe you want to get fucked. It's so boring. God.
Oh, Christ, it's cold.
Where are you? Who are you?
You know what happens when you get a Christobotomy, Madge? Your vagina swells, and then it shuts. It shuts closed. It swells, and then it shuts closed when you get a Christobotomy. And then your cunt turns into the shape of a crucifix.
What?
It just closed.
A Christolotomy?
So it, you know, mimics as if your cunt was a virgin. And then it turns into a crucifix.
Oh, my God.
And then you start to shit out rosary beads.
Uh-huh.
I was going to get a Christobotomy, but I decided that
maybe
a
Christostomy.
Make too much of the money off of the a little turd rosary beads, sweetie. Clifford the Big Red Dog. I hate that fucking dog so much.
Oh, my God. Why do I have to listen to this droning on? Why am I still listening to it? What?
The show about Oprah's roots, about the...
Who cares?
I guess she came from the African slave.
I didn't think she dyed her hair.
And also, she has Native American in her. You know, the Indians, the powwows, and the sun chiefs, and all that shit. Right. You know what?
I would like to have Dom under glass.
Well, I'm sorry, General, but we're only having sandwiches today.
They have World War II playing all the time, every fucking day, every goddamn fucking day. It's
well, then don't watch it.
Bullshit on the History Channel.
So don't watch it.
On the History Station,
dumb
whore. World War II has been going on longer than the actual war lasted.
I know this isn't Blay. This is a different voice.
Stupid. And so,
you're stupid too,
Bush is a whore. Did you watch his speech?
Oh my God! Could you shut up?
It was, a lot of bullshit.
I didn't watch
it. Supposed to be in Delaware talking about his
prolapse.
His brand new aspiration
SUV.
For people with medical insurance or without medical insurance.
Yawny.
His new plan or whatever, honey. I don't know. It's rocket bullshit.
But
if
this time,
me,
please listen. Pastrami
go
don't go with white bread and lettuce and mayo.
Over there.
So any
fucking reason why I called was so you could try the electromagnetic.
I think that Mr. Ben Gurion has a point.
Maybe
there.
The drugs would just be easier.
All right, I'll take a
and
chance.
I guess you can only get the electromagnetic therapy if psychotherapy and traditional medication.
Maybe you should get fucked. My therapy is working perfectly.
We'll have to get together.
Just I can't stand dealing with assholes.
My name is Ben Gurion. You can call me Ben.
My name is Abdul Nasser. You can call me Abe.
Good. Now,
fine.
Fine. Mr. Khrushchev.
Oh, you don't have to order special for me. I'll have a bite of everybody else's.
All right, Mr. Adenauer.
You have one sandwich here in America I love. I have a Western sandwich.
If Adenauer has a Western sandwich, then I'll have an Eastern sandwich.
There is no Eastern sandwich.
Then I want the Eastern portion of his Western sandwich.
I'm sure we can negotiate on that subject. Mr. Castro.
No pregunte que su patria puede hacer
answer
para usted. Pero pregunte que usted puede hacer para su patria. I have a chicken sandwich with a live chicken.
Fucking whore.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
Ho, whore.
Don't put me on, Mr. Nickel.
Waiting. Oh, my God, just tone already.
All right, I have.
ham and egg sandwich.
Oh, hi. How you doing? This is Madge. Just calling to say, get fucked. What a fucking bitch. Why do you give me a new phone number if, no, whatever. I don't need to hear this stupid dated record about the fucking Kennedys. Christ, why do I even care? I've got this addiction to buying old shit that nobody wants. Oh, well. All right. Uh-huh. Brahorched. 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 Hello, it's me. So I went to this, I put on some background music, though. This looks harmless. I'm going to put on a, yeah, I don't know if it's 45, like, as if it matters, you know what I mean? Like you can even tell with this shit sometimes. And Blay Horowitz, yeah, go. Come on. I don't hear nothing. Moon, moon. I don't want this in the background. Such a broken-hearted tale. Okay, that's fine. All right, this is C, the letter C. I don't know, that's all that it says on the album. I don't know what the fuck it is. You know, I just play shit sometimes and you just deal. That's the way life is. You deal with crap. You deal with shit. When you turn it off, I don't care. I do, but I don't. I do care, but I'm not going to change. So I went to this lecture, sort of an intellectual kind of thing. Many lesbians there at a law school downtown, and it was a lecture about the Body Works, a Body Worlds exhibit. And if you don't know what that is, get fucked. No. If you don't know what that is, basically, it's what is this? The death metal. Okay, so anyway, it's the Body Worlds, Body Works thingamajiggy. And what that is, work the whole, what that is, let's see. So it's that exhibit where they show dead bodies all carved up like bacon. Seven said it looks like bacon, but it was interesting. But I don't really feel like talking about it, but it was sort of a sort of ethical debate, but there was no conclusions made, but it made me ponder a lot. One thing I will say, though, is that there's a copycat exhibit running around in the United States called The Body. That is not Body Worlds, and The Body is definitely something that, it shouldn't even be legal here, because they use the Chinese prisoners' bodies, but the Gunter von Hagen's exhibit doesn't. So if you're going to go to one of those things, do not see the one called The Body. You should instead see the one called Body World. Or don't see it at all. I don't care. I really don't. Right. End of service announcement. What's this? End of service announcement. Free Skype calls out. Oh, yeah, no shit. Whatever. Thanks, Skype. You know, Skype is from Estonia. Remember, I was there last year in Tallinn. I love going to countries nobody's heard of, except for fat people. Because they have good dessert. Prolapsed. All right. I guess I can make the background a little bit louder now. A little bit louder now. So I'm using the Madonna headset mic. I haven't used this in probably a year and a half at least. And I'm making yogurt for my vaginal yeast issues. As you recall, I forgot that I was contractually obligated to mention vaginal yeast in every show. So let's talk about yeast. You know, I made a video. You can find it somewhere. Don't ask me for the link, because I don't really do links well. I mean, I'm not against links, like that Stephen Gilmore. I just don't like dealing with shit. You know how I am. It's complicated, this life. So anyway, so I got a yogurt machine. And and I'm just waiting. You know, what you do is you boil the milk. I'm making skim milk yogurt because I'm on the Weight Watchers. And I got my yogurt maker. I rinsed the jars with the hot water. Now, I boiled 42 ounces of the skim milk. And let's see. I got a fart, but I can't move the microphone back there. That's the disadvantage of the Madonna microphones. Where was I? Let me have a brain fart while you listen. Lips. 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 Pro lips. L to the Y. I know Cheryl's going to copy this, but go ahead. Whatever. L to the Y to the ips. L to the Y to the ips. L to the Y to the ips. Ips. Nipsey Russell. Ips. Lips. 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 Pro lips. Pro lips. 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 Where's my potentium? Lips. 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 Oh, wait, I know what we can do. I forgot about this. This is going to be good. Let me get my lips back in the middle. I'll check my messages. There's going to be some fun ones here. Sometimes they call for the wrong people. I don't understand it. Remind me to tell you something. Remember that shirt that... Well, never mind. The Gussie's shirt. Remind me to tell you about Gussie's shirt. Something very interesting.
New voice messages and 41 saved messages. New message.
This is your cousin Israel Goldschmidt, strictly a member of no fellowship anywhere, calling to thank you very much for attending that non-meeting, which did not take place at an undisclosed location on Belmont Avenue, not chaired by an idiot PhD who is not an officer or board member of any organization.
Oy vey.
I was grateful for the talk at
Leona's
restaurant, which does not exist.
No, we can
I
say
it
exists.
I was grateful for the ride home, although nobody knows where I live.
I do. Making
accusations. Message, press 1. Nice. To delete, press 7. To return the message,
press 12.
Message saved. New message.
Yes. I truly did wake up incredibly, profoundly depressed by that little gathering at 7 o'clock Sunday night. The 21st of January 2007. It isn't the first time I've really felt that room's creepiness, but it is a question of repetition of that feeling. It's a question of identification of that feeling. And it's a question of asking myself if I can stand it anymore. It's a question of knowing that I can't even set foot on that L platform. It's a question of depression. And I just can't even think about it. But it's been an okay day. I got to a noon gathering on Clark Street. But what kind of a gathering? Of course, I can't tell you. I can't mention that it was a kind of African-American Baptist lead, which really followed certain traditions and principles to which we've become accustomed. Nevertheless, it didn't happen.
Pro-Leo.
And then I took BL up to Evanston to the bank. I did some Xeroxing. And I guess I'm getting along well enough. But we've got to have a conversation as soon as possible. We could always just meet naked in the middle of an open field where I'm positive you're not carrying a microphone and you're not going to take a picture of me with a cell phone.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. To return the message, enter. Message saved. New message.
TPS, I got a call, a message, from an anonymous pianist from New Orleans. And he's booked on March 24th. Booked for a concert.
Who?
Is it booked for
Let's hear that again.
TPS, I got a call, a message, from an anonymous pianist from New Orleans. And he's booked.
What? A dentist?
On March 24th.
I know that March 20th.
For a concert. Is it booked for money? That's cool. And I did my building, boilers and basements in my building as a janitor. I'm a custodian in 3 buildings, and it feels useful. And that's about it. And you know, live theater that a couple people stand there or sit there in conversation in front of other people that are listening. It's a kind of interaction. It's a kind of ancient custom that has gone out of use.
To replay this message, press 1. To delete, press 7. To return the message centered call,
okay.
Press 8.
That was weird. Very depressive.
Press 9. For more options, press. Your message has been deleted. To undelete, press 1.
Please no more.
New message.
Uh-oh.
Message saved. Saved message.
Eat me. Okay, we're not going to play that. Got to edit that out. We have confidentiality and everything. All right, so let's have some Tibaldi. Let's see. Let's see what we got to hear here. Mm-hmm. Right? Nice and quiet, though. I like this quiet. Something about it. Oh, I need to turn the other mic off. There, now we're just on the one. Strange that I like quiet.
Large penis is always welcome.
Okay, I'm looking for the cunt roller here. I can't fucking find anything. Oh, here.
Thank you.
girdle spillover.
You got it made. I'm sorry, I shot at you.
That is pain immediately. The doctors even have a name for it.
Too late.
You know the feelings of being pushed around everywhere. An infant.
It's a fair solution. The worst for the...
I know.
I didn't know.
Character.
Four,
130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130, 130
Jim, that's why I'm headed to a special.
Wash together.
Just
as good.
Pretty good.
You're going to swear.
Yes. You're going to water. He's done it again.
Now everybody got a pretty good hand, please.
What a time to be a woman. Oh, sociologist Eric Klinenberg about the battle to control America's media. Then President Bush calls for immigration reform in a State of the Union address.
We need to resolve the status of the illegal immigrants who are all over the country.
Never hungry.
Seal has been charged with a 1964 kidnapping of two 19-year-old African-American hitchhikers who were beaten and dumped alive into the Mississippi River. Seal's family claimed he was deceased after investigators reopened the case 7 years ago. But efforts by one of the victim's brothers revealed Seal was alive and still living down the road from where the kidnappings occurred. Here in New York, a survivor of the police shooting that killed the unarmed Queens man, Sean Bell, on the day of his wedding, has been released from the hospital. Joseph Guzman is still in a wheelchair recovering from 16 bullet wounds. He still has 5 bullets in his body. At a news conference in Harlem Wednesday, Guzman said the police officer should be held accountable for shooting him and his friends. A grand jury investigation is continuing with no indictments to date. In military news, the Pentagon unveiled a new weapon Wednesday that gives targets the sensation they're about to catch fire. The ray gun was displayed at a media demonstration where people pretended to take part in a riot. The weapon isn't expected to go into production for another 3 years. In election news, Democratic senator and former presidential candidate John Kerry has announced he will not seek the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008. In Ohio, two election workers were convicted Wednesday of rigging a recount of the 2004 presidential election. The workers oversaw balloting in Ohio's Cuyahoga County. Prosecutors say they secretly vetted ballots before a public recount took place. The tampering did not affect the final outcome of the Ohio vote, but critics say was part of a broader wave of electoral misconduct. Former President Jimmy Carter has announced he'll change a sentence in his new book, Palestine, Peace Not Apartheid, that indicates Palestinians should not be expected to end suicide bombings until Israel withdraws settlements from the occupied territories. Speaking at Brandeis University Tuesday, Carter said the sentence was worded in a, quote, completely improper and stupid way and would be changed in new editions. But Carter refused calls to retract other claims in his book, including his comparison of Israeli practices in the occupied territories to South Africa under apartheid. Attorneys for the jailed independent journalist Josh Wolf have launched a new effort for his release. Wolf was sent back to prison last year after refusing a court order to hand over video of a protest in San Francisco. His lawyers have filed what's called a grumbles motion. The motion argues Wolf's commitment to press freedom will forever prevent him from handing over the tape. Wolf would be released if the court rules keeping him in jail would only be punitive. Wolf has spent more than 150 days in prison. You can go to our website at democracynow.org to hear and watch our interview with Josh Wolf when he was let out of jail for a little while. In Florida, jailed University of South Florida professor Sami Alarian has begun the second hunger strike of his time in prison. Alarian has been accused of links to the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. He's been jailed over 3 years, despite the fact the jury in his case failed to return a single guilty verdict on any of the charges brought against him. And finally, a correction to a headline from yesterday's broadcast about newly freed prisoner Roy Brown. Brown was exonerated of his rape and murder conviction, not by DNA testing on the boyfriend of the victim, but by DNA testing on the boyfriend's brother. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
And welcome to all of our listeners and viewers around the country. The accident occurred shortly before 2 in the morning on January 18, 2002. Minutes later, the train's conductor called the local emergency dispatch.
911, what's the emergency?
Is this Minot Dispatch?
Yes, it is.
We got an emergency, just had a derailment, and we've got an explosion. Oh, it's around Terracito Vallejo, CP Rail. We just had a derailment, and we've got an explosion. Over.
Okay. Do you know what kind of chemicals are on board, sir?
We've got hazardous material, and I can smell stuff now.
The tapes we are playing for you today are a national broadcast exclusive. 240,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia leaked out of the train, producing a vapor plume that floated over the town. Limited exposure burns the eyes, the skin, and the lungs. Larger doses can shut down the human respiratory system. The chemical leak in Minot, North Dakota, ended up killing one person and hospitalizing hundreds. But questions remain to this day over how the crisis was handled and the role played by media consolidation.
The radio giant Clear Channel owned all six commercial stations in Minot, North Dakota. None of them broke into regular programming to provide emergency information to the city's residents. After the town's emergency alert system failed, local officials tried to call the stations, but no one answered. The stations continued to play music piped in from out of state. The sociologist Eric Klinenberg examines the tragedy in the opening of his new book, Fighting for Air, The Battle to Control America's Media. He traveled to Minot, North Dakota, and obtained the 911 tapes from that night. In a moment, he will join us here live. But first, let's hear some of the phone calls. These recordings have never been aired before.
911 emergency.
Hello?
Hello?
We're out at Terracito Vallejo.
625 37th Street Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going on. Something sparks and flew. It reeks in our backyard. We're going to try to get out of the house.
Okay,
What is it? It's bad. We're going to try to go to the neighbors.
Okay,
what is it?
Wait.
Kelsey.
Steve.
Come in here. It smells really bad. I don't know if the train blew up.
Okay,
or...
yeah, there is a train derailment there.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's Kelsey at? God.
Do you have everybody in the room?
No, we don't. She sent my daughter out.
Outside?
Yell at her. Jackie.
Kelsey, can you come back? Do you have everybody there now?
No, we don't. My daughter isn't there. I don't have anything on. They're all dressed, and she sent her out. But it smells really bad outside.
Okay, yeah, just...
Is she here? Huh? Here, you stay on the phone. I had to get some clothes on.
Ma'am? My daughter ran out the front door.
She ran out. How old is your daughter?
She's 12. Is she going to die out there? You guys have to hurry, please.
Just stay inside, okay? Tell everybody
don't
in
burn
your house.
Her lungs. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Kira. I didn't know what to do. No, she's going to die. She can't breathe out there. Where are you guys? It's getting bad.
Okay. Are your doors closed?
Yeah, we're closed up, but I can. We can't breathe. My daughter's gonna die out there.
On that night, 5 years ago in Minot, North Dakota, callers flooded the emergency dispatch seeking information on the chemical spill. The operators urge panic residents to tune into KCJB, 9:10 a.m. This Clear Channel-owned station was the town's designated local emergency broadcaster.
911 emergency.
I called a while ago about a power outage and ammonia smell.
Well, you just need to stay in your house with the doors and windows closed until we direct you differently.
Well, how would we find out?
We will get that out on cable TV or the KCJB radio.
Because our electricity's out, so
yeah.
We can get TV.
Okay. What about a radio?
Well, we have a little transistor.
Okay. One. That would be the thing to use then.
But what channel?
KCJB, 910.
910?
Yes.
910. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Well, try that thing.
Emergency.
We're getting gassed.
Stay in the house.
I can't breathe.
Okay, listen to me. I'll tell you what to do to help you. Okay? Stay in your house. Keep your doors and windows closed.
My God, what's going on out here?
Are you listening to me, sir?
I'm outside the street.
Well, get in the house.
Huh?
Get in the house.
What is it?
I'm not sure, but you need to get in the house.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay.
We're dropping dead in here.
Are you in the house?
Yeah, I'm going in the house. Now what do we do?
Okay, just stay there until we direct you differently. If you've got a radio, listen to 910 KCJB radio, 910 a.m., okay?
Okay.
911 emergency.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Ammonia smell.
Yeah, there's a train derailment west of town. Stay in your house with the doors and windows closed, and we'll direct you when we have other directions for you.
Over what media?
Probably either an EBS radio, KCJB radio, or cable TV system.
Okay.
911, what is your emergency?
Well, I'm wondering about this anhydrous.
Sir, you stay in your home. Treat it like smoke. Turn your furnace off. Put towels underneath the doors. Go in your bathroom. Turn the shower on and cover your face with wet towels.
Okay.
And stay there until further instructions by law enforcement.
Okay, because the PA system doesn't work in it.
I understand that. And also, we've been putting it on over the cable TV and the radio.
What's the radio station?
All the radio stations, sir.
I have had it on. I haven't heard it once.
When residents of Minot, North Dakota tuned in to KCJB, there was no emergency information about the chemical spill. Well, Eric Kleinenberg is with us now, associate professor of sociology at New York University and author of the new book, Fighting for Air, The Battle to Control America's Media. He also wrote Heat Wave, a social autopsy of disaster in Chicago. Welcome to Democracy Now! Explain more about these tapes and what exactly happened in Minot.
Well, I started to hear about this disaster, this communications breakdown in Minot, North Dakota, but I needed to know the real story of what happened there. Essentially, in this country, since the Cold War, we've treated the radio system as part of our national security system during a crisis. We turn on our radios when the power's out to get information about how to stay safe, and in a time when the nation is concerned about securing the homeland and the threat of future crises, we're investing massive resources in making sure we're safe. The communication system should be a vital part of that. So I started to contact people in Minot and ask them about the story, and finally was able to persuade someone to send me these tapes that we've just heard. It's disastrous in the true sense of the term. People turned on their radio trying to get emergency information and instead just got the same DJs smooth-talking, the same music they always get.
Why? Where were they?
Unfortunately, there was no one either in the studio of any of the six commercial radio stations that Clear Channel owns there, but also no one answering the phone, no one able to issue an alert.
So in essence, all the stations are basically being programmed in automated fashion from someplace else?
That's right, and Minot was not alone in this respect. One of the major changes in the radio industry in the last 10 years is that we've seen the emergence of enormous consolidator companies. It used to be the case that there was no company that could own more than 40 stations in the country, but now Clear Channel owns 1,200 and others own hundreds. They've replaced live local talent, DJs, talk show hosts, programmers, with automated programming, oftentimes faked to sound like it's local, even though it's programmed in a remote studio thousands of miles away. That night in Minot, North Dakota, there was no one in any of those six stations. They were all consolidated into two offices. And the result is that when the emergency alert system failed, there was no way to get the word out.
Where are the human beings?
That's the question.
There's rules in radio that you have.
Every time they tried to call out, they found they couldn't. And my response to that was, if someone was there getting so many phone calls, why didn't they go on the air at any of the six stations and issue an alert? No answer. It smelled very fishy to me. I think this is a story that Americans need to know, because when we make policy decisions to allow more consolidated media ownership, to allow one company to own six stations, it's my belief, my experience, that we can compromise our local security, our national security. Minot story is not alone. I spoke with David Ruder, the dean of the communications school in Syracuse. A man with black out in 2003. Syracuse was affected. Immediately took his apologies radio station. It also turned out to be owned by Clear Channel, which owns seven stations in Syracuse. He got news about the streets that happened. He couldn't find out what was happening. This is a serious problem. I think all of us need to ask ourselves.
Large penis is always welcome. Large penis is always welcome.
88.5 FM, just... Hello from China! 88年五兆赫全部上榜，来自中国。
Large penis is always welcome.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.